Station 6, Iribawa, the furthermost point of the Japanese advance. Iribawa village sat on the crest of a 1,350-meter ridge, about one day's march forward of Yubari. It was the second staging post on the Kokoda track. During the fighting withdrawal by the 21st Brigade, it seemed to offer a firm defensive position after the hard fighting around Effigy and the defensive battles at Manari and Noro. Furthermore, as the depleted remnants of the 2nd 14th and 2nd 16th Battalions struggled back to the ridge on the 11th of September, they met the first elements of the 25th Brigade, which was moving forward to take offensive action. While Japanese patrols probed the position, the 3rd, 2nd 25th, 2nd 31st and 2nd 33rd Battalions plus the 2nd 14th and 2nd 16th Composite Battalion deployed across the ridge. On the 14th of September, Brigadier Kianitha, commanding the 25th Brigade, took over from Brigadier Porter. Determined Japanese attacks on the 15th of September were repulsed, but by the following morning Etha thought that he would be better off withdrawing to Imita Ridge. Most of the troops had withdrawn by night, but a small covering force successfully ambushed the advancing Japanese next morning. The 25th Brigade had not been defeated, but Etha believed that by withdrawing he would be in a more secure position to return to the offensive. The Composite Battalion was ordered to move rearwards, as it was now down to 272 men. During the campaign, the 2nd 14th Battalion had lost 119 killed and 137 wounded. The 2nd 16th lost 69 killed or died of wounds, and 94 wounded. The Japanese occupied Iribawa, only 42 kilometers by air to Port Moresby, but they were at the end of their tether. They had been sent forward with a minimum of supplies, and were now down to less than a cupful of rice per day. The Japanese war correspondent, Seizo Okada, described their arrival at Iribawa.
Zashi, it's the Sea of Port Moresby. Wild with Joy, the soldiers who were stained all over with mud and blood, threw themselves into each other's arms and wept.
The sea. It's the Sea of Port Moresby. Wild with joy, the soldiers who were stained all over with mud and blood, threw themselves into each other's arms and wept.
To their bitter disappointment, they found that the Australians had left few supplies. Then, for the first time, they began to be pounded by Australian artillery. Meanwhile, following the reverses in the Solomon Islands, the Japanese High Command ordered the South Seas Force to withdraw to the north coast. When the Australians mounted their attack on the 28th of September, as the first step in the counter-offensive, they found that the Japanese had gone.